This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
I'll tell you what, it's as quiet as can be right now. Corn, beans, and wheat collectively, I don't see anything on the screen that's moved more than a penny and a half, at least right now. I believe we got one soybean contract down a penny and a half, but corn, everything's within a half cent of unchanged. So on the overnight market, we were down a little bit. We've been up just a shade here at the start, but it's just awfully quiet in here. You look over at some of the other commodities, you know, and you know, crude oil right now is up just a little bit. You look at the dollar, it's virtually unchanged as well. So really, it looks like almost like a holiday type trade today. There's just not much going on.
And with it being so quiet, sometimes you can kind of read the tea leaves. It feels like people are waiting for something to happen. Is there something that's being rumored as a potential announcement of anything? Or is it just, do you think, the case that there's not a lot of news right now?
No, I mean, clearly we keep talking about this deal with China, you know, and some people are saying they feel like, you know, after some of the sales that we've had this week, that we may actually be pushing closer to 50% of sales. Now, obviously, from a commitment standpoint or a shipment standpoint, that's not the case. But, you know, they've been buying a fair amount of soybeans in here. I think everyone's got a little bit different read on exactly how many.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
March corn down a half cent at 446 and three quarters. January soybeans down three quarters of a cent at 1118 and three quarters. January soybean meal down a dollar at 310.20. January soybean oil up 47 cents at 52.26. Chicago wheat down a penny at 539 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 2 cents at 575. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 cents at 534 and a half. March oats down 1 3/4 at 313 1/4. On the Merck, December live cattle up 228 at 223.73. January feeder cattle up $1.95 at 338.53. December lean hogs up 13 cents at 81.25. December pork cutout unchanged at 94.50. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 16.13. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.